You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales coronavirus case numbers are rising, and more restrictions are taking effect on Monday for Greater Sydney. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while the outbreak has been contained to the Northern Beaches area, restrictions must be extended across Sydney to keep the virus under control.
This is, again, to prevent there being any seeding events outside of the Northern Beaches cluster. We do have people who didn't live on the Northern Beaches who came down to those events, who got the disease and went back home. And we're making sure that we do everything we can to stop them and their contacts creating any seeding events in communities outside the Northern Beaches cluster.
The new restrictions mean from Monday until midnight on Wednesday, only 10 visitors are allowed into homes. The one person per 4 square meter rule returns for all indoor hospitality venues and places of worship. Chanting and singing are all banned indoors, and dancing will be allowed at weddings for 20 people from the bridal party. The state government is encouraging mask wearing through the upcoming Christmas and New Year holiday season. Residents of the state have also been praised with 28,000 tests recorded in the past 24 hours. But despite the increased precautions, the hunt for answers about how the COVID outbreak spread continues. The state's chief health officer, Kerry Chant, says teams are working hard to identify the source.
There is an intensive investigation underway, and whilst I really do want to find the source, it may be that this is going to be a challenge beyond us, but we are doing everything we can.
Health alerts have also been issued for more venues from Manly to Paddington and Crow's Nest. But epidemiologist Raina McIntyre says the New South Wales government is not acting decisively enough and should mandate mask wearing and a statewide lockdown.
The seriousness of what's lying ahead of us with Christmas and New Year and the potential for really calamitous outcomes as a result, I think we should be safe rather than sorry. When you make things voluntary, generally you might get about 50% compliance. A short, sharp lockdown across the Greater Sydney would be wise.
The Northern Territory has declared Greater Sydney, including the Blue Mountains, Illawarra and the Central Coast, a hotspot. This means anyone arriving from those locations will have to quarantine in the territory, effective immediately. And from Monday, the Australian Capital Territory will require everyone from the same locations to enter quarantine, and it won't consider exemptions for non-residents except in extreme circumstances. People who are not residents of the ACT have been told to not visit if they have been to those high-risk areas recently. ACT Chief Health Officer Karen Coleman says that while this may disrupt plans of many, protecting public health is a priority.
I do understand that this will be difficult for many people, and definitely don't take these decisions lightly. While we will not have these restrictions in place any longer than we need to, we need the community to be prepared that this is likely to continue over Christmas and potentially into the new year.
The state has recorded one new COVID-19 case, a Commonwealth official who returned from overseas and is not linked to Sydney's cluster. And Victoria is shutting down its border to Greater Sydney and Central Coast from Monday. Premier Daniel Andrews says while the cases are confined to the Northern Beaches, Victoria will ensure residents enjoy their holiday season.
We are set to enjoy a COVID-safe Christmas, a COVID-safe summer. We can't take our position for granted. This thing is still there. Nobody who's from those parts of Sydney, Greater Sydney, or have visited that part of Greater Sydney will be allowed to travel back to Melbourne or any part of Victoria.
Premier Andrews says the borders will be closed as long as public health advice requires it. For this couple who are just crossing the borders in time, the feeling is overwhelming relief.
The last couple of days have been a bit anxious.
We got stuck in Sydney. We sort of didn't have any options there, so yeah, we're very relieved.
While all arrivals from Greater Sydney into Tasmania will have to undergo 2 weeks of quarantine, in South Australia, border checkpoints and testing sites are being set up at the New South Wales Road border as entry closes for people from Greater Sydney. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says it was the right decision for his state.
We don't take these decisions lightly, but in this instance, we believe that this is the best way that we can protect South Australia from any seeding into our state.
Western Australia has implemented a hard border with all New South Wales travellers, with some exemptions for health and freight workers. But Premier Mark McGowan is urging Premier Berejiklian to adopt stricter measures amid rising case numbers. Queensland is also closing the border to Greater Sydney visitors and is mandating quarantine on arrival for travellers from the Blue Mountains Central Coast and Illawarra Shoalhaven region from Monday. The state's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state must act in its own interests.
And I'm not going to allow anything to destroy our tremendous effort that every single Queenslander has worked hard to achieve.
And as Christmas approaches, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is cautiously optimistic.
It's a reminder that we can't be complacent. We still have to follow those COVID-safe behaviours. We've built a system to deal with this, and we're going to let people do their jobs so we can get back to a much better situation as soon as possible.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.